If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Who wants to go first?
I'll get mine over with.
All right. Do the chore, Mary. Get the stuff done.
So you guys remember the vest that was worn on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right?
Yep.
So this vest, you can get it for, how much do you think it's going to be auctioned off for?
The actual vest?
Yeah, it's like a leopard print looking thing. It's brown. He wore it to the game.
$78.82.
What?
$21,000.
Nope. $500,000.
Dunkashen.
That's how the bidding is going to go, between $300 and $600. You can bid on it until the 24th of June, so get going on that. It's 40 years old next year, I believe.
And you know what? Today's the day, right?
What?
That he took off. That's why that's in the news. Today's the day in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? June 5th. That's right. Well, that was weird to me because I always thought school would have been over by then.
Well, he thought so, too.
Yeah. So former ESPN reporter Darren Rovell owns
Ravel.
It. Ravel. Yeah, he's the owner of the
thing. He was at Wrigley trying to figure out the seats that they were actually in. They were like taking pictures and trying to figure out from the movie.
Did he have the vest on?
Ravel?
Yeah.
No, he was wearing something else.
Probably pretty small because he was pretty tiny, Matthew Broderick.
Well, he might not wear it, Mary.
What do you mean?
Darren Ravel?
Yeah, maybe he was wearing it just to promote it.
I'm just saying if he purchased it doesn't mean he has to wear it. He might
it's
have
probably
it
pretty gross. Ugh.
Mary, you're not hearing Kevin now. Let's look at each other. Let's communicate. Kev, try again.
I'm just saying he probably didn't purchase it to wear it and put it into his wardrobe. That's all I'm saying.
No, I get it. I get that. But, you know, it's probably pretty gross.
Kevin, say, Kevin, I hear you.
Okay, just go on to the next story.
Well, I have a really good one.
Should we save
it
then?
Should I go now? Or
should we save it? Or is that a tease? Or how does that work?
No, I can do it pretty quick. Wild elephant in Thailand broke into a local convenience store. Did you guys see this?
This is old.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no,
I saw it last week.
Well, it's just surfacing now, Mary.
Well, then how come I saw it? Yeah,
it turns out it is a short one.
It's crazy when you watch a video. It's a giant elephant somehow got into this little convenience store, and it's just eating all the food.
And yeah, they know, how many boxes of what it ate, too.
Yeah, how did he fit through the door?
I don't know how it got in there, but it caused some chaos. You can hear they're trying to get it out of the store, but the elephant is just kind of hanging out, munching away on the snacks.
It's kind of the elephant in the room, wasn't it?
It's already in the room, I think.
The elephant in the room.
You know, I've wanted to go to Thailand, but their treatment of animals, especially the elephants, specifically the elephants, I think will always keep me from visiting.
Yeah, well, hopefully this elephant seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah. Probably because somebody hadn't fed it in weeks because it wasn't doing as they were demanding it do, but I digress.
So the news you'd skip a whole country.
What's that?
You'd skip a whole country.
I would skip it a whole country over elephants. Absolutely,
okay.
I would.
Okay.
Don't they tell people not to do the whole ride the elephant, take the picture thing out there?
They do. Yeah, they really do because there's been such mistreatment in that particular country. Not that it doesn't happen everywhere, but it certainly is part of tourism there.
I have friends who did it. I can't wait to shame them when I see them.
Lisa says.
Make him feel real bad about it.
We didn't get to finish everybody's story time. That left Steve behind, which means you probably have the best story, right, Steve?
I think I do, Lisa, but isn't that usually the case most days?
Absolutely.
And so I think it was yesterday. I don't think it's today. It's National Ketchup Day. So I was looking up some ketchup stuff. What is the number one condiment in the United States?
Ketchup.
Ketchup, Kevin?
Well, I'm going to guess it's not ketchup. I'll go mayonnaise.
Me too.
Salsa.
Oh.
That's
is that considered a condiment?
It's not a condiment.
It's like a dip.
That's a dip.
Don't call. anyway, that's not my point. So I started thinking about ketchup because they're calling it the number two condiment now behind salsa, which the experts have declared is number one, even though the three experts here apparently think it's not. So how many pounds of ketchup or how much ketchup do you think an American eats each year?
Well, it's probably got to be, I don't know, it couldn't be more than 2 pounds, could it?
2 pounds? Give it to me in bottles. How many bottles?
Two bottles.
Two bottles.
You yourself personally?
Yeah, that's per person, yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Like 25.
25 bottles.
what kind of bottles are we talking?
Can I start going home after the 5 o'clock?
Plastic, glass.
I like those ones that you get like at the burger spot, like the little thin red one.
It's my turn.
The little minis?
It's my turn.
No, with like the little needle top, where it squeezes out nice.
How much ketchup does an American eat each year?
25 bottles.
Four and a half bottles.
So this is why you have to be leery of anything you read on the internet. The first two things that came up in my Google search from Taste of Home and Food Beast. I know Taste of Home.
I get Taste of Home.
71 pounds, they say.
No way.
How many bottles is that?
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter. Just think
for a minute. Well, if a bottle's 8 ounces,
yeah.
I mean...
Or it could be 16 ounces, but
there's no way.
More than a pound of ketchup a week.
You're not...
It depends on if you make a meatloaf.
But
Mary,
think about
you
how
can't.
Much... Think of all the ketchup that's produced, though, which is why it's probably so high. Think of all the ketchup they have at all the stadiums and arenas and restaurants.
Think of how many packages they hand you at Portillo's when you say you want one.
Right,
yeah, but we
think
don't
how many
either.
Don't even get are used.
Right,
you know?
It gets wasted. Anyway, I found something that seems more reasonable, and they say it's the average American eats about 3 bottles of ketchup a year.
I still think, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not. I don't. I think I don't eat any ketchup a year, except for on. well, I guess I do on fries. But
what about your burger?
Yeah.
Rarely.
Hot dog?
Never. No, I don't think so.
Meatloaf?
Well, yeah, if I had meatloaf, it'd have ketchup on it, but I don't think I've had meatloaf in a while either. Ketchup sales totaled... It's time for trash.
What was the point of this story anyway?
We should get into ketchup business. That's
I was trying to engage you guys, and you just got into what size bottle and...
Wait, was it National Ketchup Day? I forgot what the whole thing started as.
It was some day this week, but
it
I don't think
National Gingerbread Day.
Is it?
Do you know how many pounds of gingerbread
71.
No, I would go with that 25 pounds of salsa because, let's face it, I mean, you can go through a lot of salsa.
Yeah,
ketchup seems very specific.
And we do buy much more salsa than we do ketchup.
Same here. Same here.
I dance the salsa.
Through the traffic.